This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We have certainly got a diversity of programs this week with a lot of different things going on. And over the summer season, we want to feature some of the musicians, some of the nationally known folks that are coming through the area to play at the various venues. And Riverbend Live tomorrow night, Elin Jewell. And Elin joins us this afternoon. Thanks for being on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, how did you get into music? Probably when you were very young, I imagine.
Yeah, when I was about seven, my parents and I did a really long car ride from Alaska, where we had been living in Anchorage. We were driving back home to relocate back in our hometown of Boise, Idaho. And we drove all the way there, and my dad played a lot of Beethoven piano sonatas on the car stereo, and I have this really vivid memory of playing air piano and thinking, I want to play piano just like that someday. And I begged my parents to let me play take piano lessons when we got back to Boise, and they were nice enough to do that. And then so I played piano all throughout my early childhood and into my teens, and I still play some. I try to play on every record, but mostly nowadays I play guitar and sing and play harmonica. But that was my first musical ambition, I guess you'd say.
So how did you get from that to maybe when you're a little bit older, starting to explore something closer to the sounds you're doing now?
Well, oddly enough, it was another family road trip. my dad had, again, my dad was like the DJ of the road trips, and he put on this, the bootleg series by Bob Dylan had just come out on cassette tape, and he played the entire bootleg series. I think maybe when it first came out, it was like three or four tapes. And we played all of them, but I especially really loved the first tape, you know, the really early Bob Dylan. And I remember reading the liner notes of that collection and learning that Bob Dylan was influenced by Woody Guthrie, and Woody Guthrie was influenced by Leadbelly. And so it sparked my curiosity about American folk music. And then, of course, I wanted to imitate what I heard. So I got an acoustic guitar and then taught myself how to play that and how to play the harmonica, just like, you know, I was trying to be just like Bob Dylan. And yeah, I think I was about 15 when that happened.
And for some of our younger listeners or kids that are in the car with their parents right now, yes, you'll have to ask what cassette tapes were, because not everybody is gonna remember that one at this point. We've got to the point of technology where, I mean, vinyl has certainly made a big comeback and is outselling CDs right now, but wasn't that many years ago. It was questionable whether they were going to keep making them. So as music has evolved, so it has all the platforms for it as well. So how would you describe your sound if somebody is trying to figure it out?
I kind of mix a lot of words in there. It kind of sounds a little bit like word salad to a lot of people, I'm sure, but I have a lot of different musical influences. So it kind of, usually I say something like dusty country, bluesy, noir, rock and roll, something like that.
Wow. Now that's an interesting mix of things. Now how many years ago was it when you really got serious about music?
Let's see, when was that? 2002, I think, was when I started realizing that it was the only thing that kind of brought me joy was performing for people. So 23 years ago, I had just graduated from college, and I majored in the liberal arts, and it was kind of like, you know, majoring in not majoring in anything. And I was kind of only really interested in playing music, and I wasn't qualified to do any other type of work yet, and I didn't want to go back to school to get a graduate degree, and so I kind of leaned into the music thing as a street performer, because I was too shy to get like a real gig on, you know, on a real stage. But I always kind of dreamt of like someday having a band and a real stage and a real gig, and that kind of developed. It seemed really slow at the time. It was like a slow development, but looking back on it, it all happened in the course of just a few years. I decided to get serious about it in 2002, right after college, and then by 2005, I had moved to Boston, met my band, and recorded my first album. And then in 2006, I was signed to a record label and had a booking agent and was off and running on my first tour. And so it's just been no looking back ever since then, about 20 years.
Wow. We're going to listen to one of your tracks right now and then continue our conversation. This one is called Lethal Love. Here we go on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. And I managed to figure out that things went sideways on me here technologically. Let's see if we can, you know what we're going to do? We're going to actually take a break, then we'll come back with that. I love it when you have technology all set up and it goes its own separate way. We're going to be back with more Elin Jewell in just a moment on Inside Douglas County, 1243 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1245. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We continue a variety of topics on Inside Douglas County. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a couple of upcoming events in the Umpqua Valley, the Sutherland Stampede, and one more as well. We've got Elin Jewell on with us, and we're going to jump now. I don't know what happened with technology there. We had one song set to go, and another one took off, but we're going to listen to Lethal Love now from Elin Jewell. No, we are not. It actually did it again. Let me see here. I'm going to trick this and see if we can actually do what we want to do. Here we go. All right, now we've got it. This is Lethal Love from Elin Jewell.
I want your love. Without a net, Russian roulette. You bet it's lethal love. Such a sweet paradise.
Elin Jewell, it's Lethal Love on Inside Douglas County. Elin joining us on the phone right now. What year did that one come out?
That one came out in 2023.
And I know that for pretty much all musicians, going through a pandemic was a bit of a mess. How did you fare?
Well, it was a very rough road. For all of us. It seems like it was really my turn to have like most of all the difficult things in my life happening kind of at one time. In addition to the pandemic, my marriage fell apart, and I was married at the time to my drummer and manager. And so I wasn't sure if the band was going to survive because of, I mean, not literally, but, you know, if the band was going to stay together because he was such a big part of the band. And then I lost a couple of people unrelated to COVID, dear friends and family members of mine passed away. And so it was a lot all at once. And I was thinking, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to tour again. I don't know if I'll find it in myself. You know, I was just so heartbroken. Like, how do I keep going? How do I make another album ever or go on another tour? Or, you know, and it was hard to even imagine people gathering again at one point there. For a lot of the pandemic, it was kind of hard to picture how it was all going to come back together again. But then, you know, just little by little, one foot in front of another, and just tried to do the best I could. And then the world got better and I got better. And my ex-husband and I are friends now, and we still tour together. He's still the drummer and manager. And somehow life managed to go on. But all through that era, a pandemic era of troubles and heartbreak, I was writing a lot, just to kind of keep myself sane. And I wasn't writing songs necessarily. I was just writing, you know, anything that came to my mind, just kind of like a, I don't know, something like a catharsis, I suppose. But although it didn't really feel very cathartic at the time, it just felt like I was doing something I had to do. And then a lot of that writing later became the songs for this album, like the song that you just played there, Lethal Love, was kind of born out of that era. And then slowly they shaped up into about a dozen or so songs that became the album Get Behind the Wheel. And that was released in 2023. And it's the latest album of original material from me.
So what can people expect when they see you at Riverbend Live tomorrow night?
Well, I'll be playing a lot of songs from that new album, including the one you just played, Lethal Love, there. And I also like to play a bunch from earlier albums. I've got quite a few albums now after 20 years on the road. I've kind of lost count. but I also always like to do at least one or two Loretta Lynn cover songs, because we did a whole album of her material. She's a big influence on me. And we re-released that album recently and put it on vinyl for the first time. So I like to talk about Loretta Lynn. And so if there's any classic country folks, they might appreciate that. But we mix it up a lot. You know, it's not just classic country. It's the rockabilly sounds that you just heard. There's blues stuff and rock and roll and some quiet folk songs. And we like to make people laugh and make them cry and make new friends. And hopefully we'll see some old friends too.
All right. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Winston, Riverbend Live at Riverbend Park out there. Elin Jewell and her band is going to be on with us. We'll go out with Winnemucca here in a moment. But Elin, thanks for being on. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for chatting.
Come on, come on. Won't you let me ride? My clothes have holes and the weatherman lied. Wind so cold, I think I might die. Gotta get to Winnemucca before daylight. Get to Winnemucca before daylight. Creosote and coyotes in a blazing sky. A sturdy Winnebago and a box of wine. Waiting for me by the highway side. When I get back to my baby, I'll be feeling alright. Get back to my baby, I'll be feeling alright. I'm a lonely station in the desert tonight. Splice my wires, I wanna get electrified. Plug me into your neon sign. I wanna blast my love, let it amplify. Blast my love, let it amplify.
Jewel, that one is called Winnemucca, her latest single. She'll be at Riverbend Live tomorrow night. Our thanks to her for being on with us this afternoon. 7 o'clock for that show tomorrow night at Winston's Riverbend Park. It's Inside Douglas County, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.